Hi, I'm Megan Kelly, Associate Site Editor for SearchCRM.com. In this podcast, I spoke with Lori Bockland about the basics and fundamentals of speech analytics technology in the call center. Enjoy. I wanted to start first off with more of a kind of a primer for speech analytics. So how would you define speech analytics technology today? And briefly, how would you describe speech analytics platforms being packaged and sold today?
I think that the speech analytics it has been kind of an evolving thing over the last few years in terms of the definition of it. I would say certainly that we want to focus on the ability to record voice conversations and analyze the content that is very rich in those conversations. And I mentioned the, you know, how it's evolving, because I think the definition of it varies depending on who you're talking to and what their intents or purposes are for that analysis and that recording. My core to it is that it's looking for information that's relevant to the business, but because there's a fair amount of variation in what people are doing with this, some will define it to include not just what is said, but how it's said, and that gets into emotions and tone of voice and inflections and things like that. But I think we can, settle in on that it's focused on analyzing what's been said and using that information to address business needs. When you get into the platforms and how they're packaged and sold, there's a pretty wide variation. Mostly it's the part of the performance suites that are being offered by a lot of vendors at this point. So people that have come out of the quality monitoring call recording space that have basically this wealth of information sitting in those call recordings, that's kind of been the genesis of it, if you will. But there's also some standalone niche players that this is all they do. And then you've got a lot of different services offering it, either as an ongoing service to analyze your recordings or as a one-time service if you want to, for example, capture a number of hours of calls and have those analyzed and learn something from those. So I think there's a lot of different ways that it gets packaged and sold, and not only those type of vendors offering it, but the degree of functionality and capabilities and, of course, the cost and everything that goes with that.
So when analyzing a speech analytics product, for someone that might want to buy one, what functions are vital and what's not necessary, what's just kind of icing on the cake?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that gets to what's the goals and purpose, because, again, people could look at this in different ways. And in my 20-plus years in the industry, I would say this is the technology that's lit up people's eyes more than anything I've ever seen. So I think it's interesting because it's what triggers the interest for people and causes that impact of lighting up their eyes can be quite different. So for some, it's really about I want to get a better handle on what my calls are about, and they just want to categorize it. So looking at a speech analytics product to say, can it accurately help me with that very fundamental thing about really knowing why people are calling? Because we've had lots of ways to capture that in the past, some by the numbers dialed and, what selections they make, some by agents categorizing calls. But this is a way to do that based on true analysis of what's being said. So for some people, that's the fundamental thing they're looking for. For others, it's getting, well beyond that, and so they say, well, I want to do this because I really want to understand how we're doing in our servicing, so that's more of a quality focus or customer satisfaction focus, and so they may have some fundamental things that they need in the functionality there. For others, it's more of a compliance, a risk management, a voice signature, things like that. So that would get to, functionality that's very accuracy and things like that in terms of how they can look at and make sure that the right things were said to the customer or that the customer confirmed the right things on the call. So I think the what's a must-have and what's a nice-to-have can vary a little bit depending on, what's driving the project. And I would also highlight that, again, this is part of the evolution of any technology. If you think about the hype cycles and things like that that people talk about for technology, this one kind of came roaring out of the gates with, blue sky capabilities, and we're going to understand everything people say and what they're saying and how they say it and what they mean and are they happy with us or sad or whatever. with the emotion and things like that. And I think now people have gotten a lot more practical, and the marketplace has followed that evolution, and I think you have some, you know, more affordable solutions to do this this very exciting application without having, you know, all the functionality and all the capabilities, because that was too costly for too many companies.
So if managers at a call center think that speech analytics technology could help their groups, how are they able to calculate ROI and justify the investment to upper management?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because, again, with the excitement that goes with this technology, I think a lot of people have tried to just say, oh, it's the latest, greatest thing, we have to do it. And that's, of course, in this economy, anytime that's difficult, but certainly today with budgets and everything, it's a really tough sell. So for some companies, I would put it in the just do it category because of things like compliance and voice signatures. We've seen some companies that's their business case. That is the way that they can, you know, truly feel confident that when they have to get a voice signature, you know, instead of just the rep clicking on a box or having to go back and search through recordings, they've got that basically ongoing compliance characteristic check. So for some people, that's their business case. When you get beyond that, I think it gets a little harder, because any kind of performance tool, it's harder to build a you know, rock solid hard dollars business case than some of the other technologies like an IVR application or screen pops or something like that, that truly is taking calls away from a more expensive resource or reducing the handle time, things like that. But those same kinds of things can be part of what you target. So if you can look at ways that you do improve productivity, that's always a good target to look for. Sometimes with performance tools, those are things you have to do assumption-driven ROI. So, for example, say we think that we'll be able to find 10 seconds of call savings by some of the improvements we identify. Let's do a what-if on that and show the ROI. It's hard to guarantee that you're going to do that, but if you build your business case and get the funding, you're going to have to find a way to deliver on that. I think the other side of this is really more around the what could potentially lead to revenue generation or things beyond just pure cost savings, because we're going to talk, I think, through this podcast a little bit more about how this plays into other departments, but there can be big opportunities from a marketing and sales and relationship building perspective, and again, with some assumptions around that, you can show pretty powerful revenue opportunities if you do the right things with the tool. So I think the ROI effort can take a number of different directions depending on which goals are really driving your project, and having the right strategic context to look at that is quite important, I think.
So let's say a call center does decide to go with using any kind of speech analytics technology. What department should be in charge of, or kind of, quote, own the technology?
Yeah. That's an interesting question, and what we've seen with the projects we've worked on is that you absolutely want a cross-functional team if you're going to get the most out of this. And so that raises the question of not just ownership, but who's driving it, right? And you know, funding changes or is different from company to company. We have clients where IT controls all the funding, and the business says, here's what we want, and then, you know, they go through the IT channels. In other cases, IT doesn't control the budget at all, and it's up to the business to say, here's what we want, and then IT is basically delivering on what gets approved from a business perspective. So there's ownership from a funding perspective, but there's also ownership in terms of who's in charge of this project and this tool ultimately. And I think for greatest value, it's a cross-functional team, but it's often the call center that's going to be the driver for it. And that's because, again, the vendors and products in this market have been very visible in the contact center space. It lights up call center professionals' eyes to think of what they could do with it. My concern is often that they don't have enough clout to pull in the other team members, which I think is a really critical thing. And where we've seen it most effective, they do that. They get that cross-functional team. So the call center may be the catalyst, the one who drives it, and maybe ultimately, as you say, the owner of it, but to get the most value, that you have that cross-functional team both in the planning and the decisioning processes as well as the use of the tool.
Thanks for listening. For SearchCRM.com, I'm Megan Kelly.